Welcome to your five for the day. A little boy went into his local shop to make a phone call from the in-store payphone. The shopkeeper observed and listened to the conversation. "Lady, can you give me the job of cutting your lawn?" To which the woman at the other end of the phone line replied, "I already have someone to cut my lawn." "Well, lady, I will cut your lawn for half the price of the person who cuts your lawn now." "I'm very satisfied with the person who is presently cutting my lawn." Then, with more perseverance, the boy added, "I'll even sweep your path and your pavement, so you'll have the prettiest lawn in all of your neighbourhood." "No, thank you." With a smile on his face, the little boy replaced the receiver. The shopkeeper, who was listening to all this, walked over to the boy and said, "Son, I like your attitude. I like that positive spirit and would like to offer you a job." "No, thanks." "But you were really pleading for one." "No, sir. I was just checking my performance at the job I already have. I am the one who is working for that lady I was talking to." Now, this is what we call self-appraisal. Irving Berlin, the American composer of familiar favourites such as God Bless America, Easter Parade, and I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, was once asked, "Is there any question you've never been asked that you would like someone to ask you?" "Well, yes, there is one," he replied. "What do you think of the many songs you've written that didn't become hits?" My reply would be that I still think they are wonderful. God, too, has an unshakable delight in what and whom he has made. He thinks each of his children is wonderful, and whether they're a hit in the eyes of others or not, he will always think they're wonderful. The Bible actually has many passages that tell us what God has to say about our worth and our value in his eyes. Genesis says we are made in his image, the very image of God. Psalms says we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and all the days of our lives were written in God's book before we were even born. All of these have one thing in common. They are things done to us or for us by God. These are not things we have done for ourselves, nor have we earned or deserved them. Therefore, we can conclude that our worth is not really of the self at all. Rather, it is worth given to us by God. The Bible tells us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In fact, we are dead in trespasses and sins. What worth is there in dead things? None. But, and here's the miracle, he actually loved us in spite of our condition, and because he did, we now have infinite worth. Our self-worth is too often based on what other people tell us about ourselves. The one true authority on our self-worth is Jesus Christ, and since he gave his own life up for us by dying on a cross, that should tell us just how valuable we really are.